providing on the outside, responsibility, self-control, and freedom. Setting and maintaining boundaries is not an easy task, but with the right ingredients, it really works. Why boundaries with kids? Several years ago, we co-authored Boundaries, When to Say Yes, When to Say No to Take Control of Your Life, Zondervan, 1992. This book sets forth the concept that setting limits helps us better own our lives and, ultimately, helps us love God and others better. The book's ongoing popularity speaks to the need of so many people who struggle with problems such as irresponsible, manipulative, or controlling relationships, emotional issues, work conflicts, and the like. Since Boundaries was published, many parents have asked us questions in the counseling office, in seminars, and on the radio about how boundaries work in child rearing. Parents are concerned with raising kids who are not only loving, but also responsible. And they want something that will do more than help people heal broken boundaries. They want something to prevent boundary problems, to help build boundaries in children. This book is for them. It applies the principles in Boundaries to the specific context of child rearing. Who should listen to this book? Boundaries with Kids was written for parents of children of all ages, from infancy to the teen years. However, if you aren't a parent, Boundaries with Kids may also help you to help the children you love and whose lives you impact. This book will help you if you are a teacher, grandparent, coach, neighbor, daycare worker or babysitter, church youth worker, or even a teen who is working on your own boundaries. Although you may not be a parent, you still want to be a force for responsibility and righteousness in the lives of the kids you influence. This book is designed to help you implement these principles, whether you are a primary caretaker or play a secondary role in a child's life. Why should you listen to this book? You don't have to be in a crisis to benefit from this book. The principles offered here apply to all situations. Your child may be at age-appropriate levels of maturity at home, at school, and in relationships. As a result, you may want to use this material to ensure that the process continues as your child navigates from one age group to another and into adulthood. But Boundaries with Kids will also help with problems and crises in parenting. All parents have problems. Some problems are oriented around issues of responsibility and self-control. This book shows how to deal with these sorts of problems: impulsivity, inattention to parental directives, defying authority, whining, procrastination, inability to finish tasks, aggressive behavior, school problems, conflicts with friends, sexual involvement, drugs, gangs. While this book addresses these and many other problems, it is not problem-centered, but rather principle-centered. By principle-centered, we mean that the book is organized around key concepts that will help children take ownership of their lives. We have taken these concepts from our study of the Bible and God's teaching on responsibility, stewardship, and self-control. In Boundaries, the chapter on the 10 Laws of Boundaries was designed to help listeners take charge of their lives. In the present book, each law has been expanded to an entire chapter and applied to child rearing. Boundaries with Kids isn't written chronologically, with separate sections on infancy, toddlerhood, childhood, and the teen years. We organized the book the way we did because we believe the principles of boundaries with children are universal, and they work with kids at all levels of development. You need to apply the laws to your child in age and maturity appropriate ways. So, we have included in each chapter many examples and illustrations of how these laws are applied at all age levels, to give you a way to understand them in your own situation. This book is geared much more toward how you, the parent, behave with your children than toward educating your child. Learning boundaries has a lot to do with going through experiences, such as receiving consequences for behavior, learning to take ownership, and dealing with the boundaries of others. It's a lot like how the Bible describes the growth process. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however,